A new poll was released yesterday. Now, let me see here. Polls. Trump up. H-U-G. Huge. Now, let me send this out. I just, I'm trying to, when we discuss a topic, I'm trying to tweet out the topic that we are discussing. So if you're sitting at home or you're sitting in your car and you're looking at your computer, or maybe you have one of them high-tech cars that has your social media wired into it. Hey, we have high-end listeners on this program. You're seeing my tweet that goes through that says what's on the show. I'm just saying. So, I don't know necessarily. I don't necessarily know how professional this poll is. It's not Mon Month. It's not Quimbiac, but even if it's off, say 20 points, even if it's off by 20 points, and you move that, and you got to move that number around. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, you got to move that number around. It's still huge. It really is. It's still huge. A Emerson College Polling Society. That's what they're. That's what it's called. It's Boston's Emerson College. Okay, they did a poll out of New York, and it has Trump at 65%. 65%. With Ted Cruz at 12% and John Kasich at 1%. Yes, 1%. Put the 12% aside. 1%. The poll was conducted over 3 days, March 14th to March 16th. And it was during the time that Rubio was actually still in the race. Rubio dropped out on the evening of March 15th. And the portion of the poll conducted before Rubio suspended his campaign. Rubio got just 4%. I'm trying to see where else it talks about favorability. Trump's favorability is higher than Cruz or Kasich. Trump has the highest favorability rating with GOP voters, 71%. To 23%, followed by Cruz at 52%, by 44%, a Kasich at 54%, and 34%. Trump's supporters are the most loyal with 89%. Hillary Clinton, now we will just shift. I'm just going to throw this out there, even though we don't really care about Democrats that much, but still, at least right now, Hillary Clinton torches Bernie Sanders. She has 71% compared to Bernie Sanders' 23%. It's a 48-point lead. Remember, she was the senator from New York. It says in to their poll, in the general election, Trump stands the best chance of beating either Clinton or Sanders in the Empire State. At this time, Clinton beats Trump at 55-36, while Sanders beats Trump 53-36, but Clinton beats Cruz 61-30. The lead that Trump has is one of the biggest in a Republican primary. And it takes place April 19th. And it's a 95-delegate win. So if you win New York, you get 95 delegates, but it's proportionally. So remember, you know, the first place gets this, the second place gets that, the district gets this. But remember, because they're divvying it up, if you win it, huge. Remember, South Carolina, because Trump won it so big, and each precinct gets a number of delegates, and if you win the precinct, you get the delegates. Trump came out with all of them. New York is set up the same way. So there's 95 delegates. If Trump literally wins and maintains a 60 to 69% win, he'll get every one of those delegates, give or take maybe 10. Give or take maybe 10. Give or take maybe 10. So, like I said, once we hit those East Coast states, and you know, it's funny, you definitely know the East Coast values, the New York values comment from Ted Cruz is biting him on the tuchus right now. Because remember, he was supposed to wrap this up with the South. Cruz, his intention was not to get to the East Coast. He was to wrap it up in the South. He was to wrap it up, man. He was Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina. I mean, he was going to run the table. He was going to run the table. That was the premise. So, hey, we all know what New York values are. See, Donald has New York values. Well, guess what, Teddy? Unfortunately for you, you got hammered in the South. You're 260-plus delegates behind. And New York, it's not going to look really pretty for you. Pennsylvania is not going to look really pretty for you. The East Coast is just, it's not going to be good. It's just not going to be good for little Ted. And the lead up is not going to be good. Remember, you have Arizona coming up Tuesday, which is a winner-take-all. And everybody that puts out a poll has Trump way ahead, or at least comfortably ahead. You then have Utah, and the delegates in Utah are awarded proportionally. So Let's say Cruz wins Utah. Fine. He's not going to blow Trump out. So Trump's going to get some delegates from Utah. Then you have Wisconsin, which is 42 delegates, and it's a winner-take-all basis by congressional district. Now, Cruz could have a shot. You got, Scott Walker over there? Isn't he over in Wisconsin? But it's not a guarantee Cruz could pull it off. It's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee. But if Trump wins Arizona, who really cares what happens as far as Utah and Wisconsin go, in the sense that he's not going to get shut out. He's going to get some delegates. So out of those two states, what if Trump winds up with half? What if he winds up with half from each state? If you add that to the Arizona 58, so let's just say in Utah, Trump can get 20 delegates out of there. Or let's just say he gets 10. Kasich gets 5. But if you add, a total of 30, 15 and 15 from Utah and Wisconsin, you're looking at 88, almost 90 delegates. Kasich, remember, he's mathematically out. And Cruz would pick up maybe 30 or 40, maybe 40. So Tuesday ends, and Trump possibly could be at 90, and Cruz could possibly be at 40. And then you start the East Coast swing, which is 2 weeks after. Now you hit New York. And if the polls hold up, Cruz gets destroyed, and Trump winds up maybe picking up 80. Maybe he picks up every delegate. I mean, in the next 3 weeks, Cruz could literally be at a 90% or a 95% bracket as far as having to win the remaining delegates. He's already at close to 80. Like I said, take a look at 2012. The fact that we are talking about a brokered convention already, and we are behind where we were in 2012. It's preposterous for us to talk about a brokered convention. This time, 4 years ago, there were more people in the race. Just remember that. But those are the new polls that had just hit the wire. So that's kind of interesting, I would say. It's kind of an interesting development.